Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's a trend in winemaking that has generated quite a bit of interest, if not success, and that's the production of orange wines, so-called orange wines. And we're not talking about something from the citrus tree.
No, we're not.
This is an ancient technique, and some people have mastered and some haven't. It's kind of a minefield, which is why we should pay particular attention to you.
Well, I don't know about that, because I've had a number of orange wines over the years, and up until quite recently, they've all been universally terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the last 20 years or so, we've definitely seen a reemergence of this ancient white wine making technique that produces what we today call orange wine. As Al said, do not be fooled. There are no oranges used in producing this wine. Rather, white wine grapes are crushed and the juice is allowed to remain on the grape skins and seeds for anywhere from a couple of days to occasionally all the way up to a year. And that's going to make some pretty intense stuff, I'm sure. This is part of the natural wine movement, so they are generally fermented with native yeast, no additives, and the resulting white wines develop a decidedly orange hue and are sometimes quite tannic, unlike most white wines, can be quite tart with flavors of bruised apple, honey, varnish, hazelnut, and, yes, orange rind. Got to have that in there somewhere. So they are almost always unfiltered and often slightly cloudy. So, in the words of Monty Python, and now for something completely different.
Okay.
So, very good. So I tried three examples, all interestingly enough from Spain, but I've seen orange wines from Italy and from the U.S. as well. First was from producer Dominio Di Punctum, and it's called Pomelato. The color is orange. Shocked, I know. But I guess you already knew that. Made from 100% Sauvignon Blanc. At least one sheet says that. The other sheet says a different blend, so I'm not 100% sure. But it offers bruised apple and apricot aromas, notes of honey and marmalade, that sort of off-slept bitterness of the marmalade, touch of spice, and a tart, acidic backbone. 12.5 ABV and $13.99. Not sure about the vintage. It might be 2022. Again, it was not clear on the bottle. Anyway, next up was a wine called Petulant Pet Nat Rosé. That means it's got some fizz to it. The color is much more gold amber than it is a quote-unquote rosé pink, but I digress. This wine is just off dry and with a little bit of fizz to it. I found aromas of pear and apricot. This is made from the Garnacha grapes, the website said, and I'm assuming this is Garnacha Bianco.
Yeah, I would think so.
The wine was interesting, and at $21.99, not too expensive to try something new. Finally, this was a wine called Kiki and Juan 2022 Orange Wine. The color was orange, but it's almost amber. On the nose, the wine showed apricot, spice, and citrus. It is bone dry. It's a blend of 90% Macabeo and 10% Sauvignon Blanc. Apricot comes through on the palate along with orange tones and hints of honeyed fruit. Finishes with an intense punch of crisp acidity, $19.99. So, there you have it. Something completely different. I had some previous orange wine experience, as I mentioned earlier, that I finally thought were dreadful. These were not. They were all interesting enough, and I will probably do a little more exploration just because it's kind of interesting. My suspicion, like coffee and scotch, is that orange wine might become an acquired taste. But after these, I'm more willing to explore. I have very little experience for comparison here, so I'm just going to make my wine of the week based on price, and that would be the Pomelato at $13.99.
That sounds good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.